Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, How Do New South Wales Strata Managers Deal with Claims from Lot Owners in Relation to Damage Caused by Water Ingress, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday the 9th of November 2022.
The claims that are being made by lot owners of strata for damages that have been caused by water. Now, this is under Section 106. We're covering, for those of you who are in strata, we're covering Section 106 in the CPD elective topic this year, so we will get to talk about that in quite some detail. Now, the best place I can send you for information on this is Bannerman's legal firm, and to their website. They have a mass of resources on there about almost every topic that you want to think about in relation to strata. There'll be something that Bannerman's have written about or a case that they've summarised, and a great place. It's where we go to first to look for our information on strata. That and obviously the Strata Community Association, masses of information. But in terms of this, and this is so topical because of the recent heavy rainfall, many, many lot owners have suffered, you know, major damage through the water damage that has been caused within their lots. And that can go from need for mould treatments, and that's the biggest. We're talking about that in property management every day of the week, of course. Damage to carpets. Again, there's mould involved in that, mushroom growth involved in that. Damage to drywalls, to plasterboard, to water penetrating through entry doors and damaging floorboards or underfloor heating system, a whole range of things that can come into this. Now, these can be a result of, you know, obviously of building defects or poorly maintained common areas if that's happening. But many lot owners have actually suffered financially, sometimes loss of rent because their tenant has to move out. The cost of, if they're living in the property themselves, then it's the cost of moving out and renting something for themselves whilst their property remains, you know, uninhabitable. And then there's all the costs of the fixtures and the fittings that they need to replace on that. And, you know, and it comes down to here with a strata. Now, the one thing I really want to say about this, again, go and have a really good read of the article on the Bannerman's website, because it also quotes a whole lot of cases on there that you can have a look at and see where, you know, payments have been made out. But I guess the circumstances that give rise to a claim here were really interesting. And it's about, has the owner's corporation failed to react and actually undertake some rectification work? So has the owner's corporation went, oh, no, we don't want to get pay for all of this? Or has the strata agent not acted in a time efficient manner to make these things happen? So, you know, again, that failure to take action to rectify, and whether that's, it could surround fire safety equipment, it could surround the damages caused by that water ingress. You know, it comes down to a whole range. You know, it can go further than, obviously the focus at the moment is about all the water damage, but, you know, it goes to balustrades and as I said, to the fire systems. So there's a whole range of things of people not acting in timely manners and not getting the appropriate advice, getting a handyman to go out and fix something where it should be a licensed tradesperson. So, or a specific, specifically qualified contractor to undertake certain jobs that need to be done on behalf of strata. So, you know, the amounts that can be awarded from cases like this, I think on the Bannerman's website, it ranges, I've just got a list here of them, it ranges, there's one at $97,000, you know, $540 for a loss of rent one, $70,000, $28,000, $8,800, $447,000, that was the cost of proceedings, the loss of rent, and that was, an owner versus the strata plan. You know, there's so many, 55,000, you know, there was construction involved in that. And again, most of them involve either loss of rent or cost of relocating for the owner if it was owner occupied. So guys, really important because it is such an issue at the moment with the water ingress. And if you're a strata agent, make sure that you are taking great attention and reacting and, you know, identifying what needs to be done, investigating and identifying what needs to be done, and then getting the appropriately qualified contractors and tradespeople in to address that. And obviously making sure that everybody is aware. Some of it, which is going to be very expensive, may well, you know, there may well need to be special levies, and there's a whole, obviously there's all the processes that come around in terms of raising those special levies. So guys, very topical issue there at the moment, and one that strata managers need to certainly need to have a good handle on in terms of their knowledge and of how you react to those.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.